Alec Baldwin is fascinating. He's actually the only host that has been back, I think, on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He's on the newest season again.
But oh, really?
Yeah, he already interviewed him once, I think. I think he already did.
What are they talking about this time?
They're just fascinating. Alec Baldwin is just a fascinating human being to listen to.
Yeah.
He just sits there. He's got so much experience across all platforms of media. Like, well, not all platforms, but TV and film predominantly, because he was like a star in both. And he's just like, and he knows everyone. And if you lived in, he lives in New York.
And Big
so
Apple. Like,
yeah, so they all kind of know each other. It's just fascinating to watch Baldwin and Jerry Seinfeld just sit there and like fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Because they'll just like, they just pick at each other.
In there.
As opposed to like when Larry David was on and you could tell he didn't want to be on the show. Like the yeah. entire time he just didn't answer. He's like, eh.
Well, I love when
he's
he
like,
calls
you know, him. You got to talk to me. To
I
make
love
the
when
show
he
work.
Calls him up and he's like, do I have a choice?
Yeah.
Like, he totally wasn't wanting to do it.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for July 12th. It is Thursday. We played some Fortnite this morning. If you guys were on that stream, thank you so much for joining us. We got, we won some.
Resoundingly. Oh, yeah, we won two. In a row.
We won one with three people, and one Greg got put down at the end there, and then we won one with four, which is four men standing. Mm-hmm. Just dominated. It was a killing squad.
It was fantastic.
Us just going through the killing fields, just rooting people out. You want to live?
Yeah.
Ping
yeah,
pong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ping pong.
You want to live? Ping and pong.
Yeah.
Fucking, those are your two brothers now, ping and pong. Yeah. And I got fucking both of you guys.
And eyeballs.
It
was great.
I got that last kill both times. Yeah. I think I killed the last guy both times.
You did?
First time was with that nasty three burst.
The
Famke Janssen.
Famke Janssen.
Right, and the last time
that's
was
what
the
you
fucking,
gotta call it now.
The dual pistols, baby.
That's what you gotta call it.
The Famke Janssen.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
It's a fantastic name.
I'm gonna call that one the Famke Janssen, and the other one the Scarborough Fair.
Scarborough Fair. What about the Scarpino?
Oh,
Jesus, Christ,
you're beautiful.
Dude.
That is amazing. Of course, if you guys are joining us live, thank you guys so much. Shout out to Kevin Ace X. Shout out to Neo J2. Shout out to AJ Frey 34. You guys are in the chat right now holding it fucking down, and we appreciate you so much for being in there. We, of course, are going to talk to you guys throughout the entire show, as well as at the end, where we will give a little extra time to the subscribers. Jesus Christ. I've had so much coffee, my throat just dried up.
Oh, I thought it was a wrong pipe sort of thing. Situation.
No, literally, I was talking and my throat went. I could feel it go. We only have saliva for like 3 inches of this track, but we've got 10 inches we have to cover.
Yeah.
So let's just redistribute the saliva to the top and then the bottom, and the middle just went super dry.
I tried
to swallow something and it went all the way down like a slip and slide and then and stopped right in the middle. Mm. But fine.
Just
now,
a dry ass pipe.
A lot of people say, Nick, if that's the case, drink water. And to them I say, don't tell me what to do.
Fuck off.
Of course, if you guys want to be subscribers to the show, we really appreciate that. Here is your daily reminder. If you guys have subscribed to us with your money, guess what? That auto-renews and we appreciate it. If you have to subscribe to us with your Amazon Prime account, well, here's the rub, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't re-up every month. You got to re-up it yourself every month. Yesterday or 2 days ago, what the fuck day is it? I gave mine to Sancho West, and it's been 3 days and counting. Not one thank you.
Right. I tweeted him?
I really hope he doubles down and just like, no, fuck
no,
Nick.
No,
I earned because it.
I played with him last night.
Did you? Did he talk about me?
No.
Did he thank me?
No.
Well, he's dead to me then.
We got to win, though.
You know, I'll tell you one thing.
Well, we got to duos win.
Did you guys... Was that after I hit you up to play and be my friend?
I was playing on Twitch. Yeah, it was before, actually. Ended my stream early. Then you hit me up and was like,
Kevin, I hit Andy up last night to play Fortnite on PS4, and he literally said, I'm sorry, I have to wash my hair.
No, I said, I'm going to shower, and I can't play on PS4 right now. I can only play on Switch.
Right.
Now, did he write out the word hair at any point?
No. Of course not.
Nick, I'm looking at you.
I can't tell. All I can see is the monitor.
I'm not even looking at the real you. I'm looking at the camera you.
Okay. Yeah. No, he didn't. But basically, it was what I'm saying is
not.
It was the equivalent to when you say, hey, do you want to go out with me? And a girl goes, no, I have to stay home and wash my hair.
Wow,
now, to be fair, having been married for a very long time, it is actually a pain in the ass for a woman to wash their hair. I've noticed this now. When my wife does it, she
takes
ever because they have a lot of it. I'm like, here's how we solve this problem. Let me shave your head.
No, I think they have the same amount. They just have it in they have longer.
Well, it's longer and you have to like blow it out and you have to do it in a specific way. Otherwise, it gets like frizzy and there's a whole process.
No, they don't have more hair.
I mean, because it's longer, it's more.
There's more volume. Yeah. There's more literal hair.
If I cut your hair off, Andy, and I weigh it and then I cut off Paula's hair and I weigh that. Which one's gonna weigh more?
Same Kevin, roll, Kevin, roll the science graphic. Let's talk about this.
We don't have
science with Kev.
Kevin, how does volume work in regards to hair?
Turn it up to 11.
In regards to hair, yeah. I mean, I think it works in the same way as everything else, right? The more of something you have, the more space it takes up. The more
science,
volume.
Science with Kev.
I wish we had that control here, as well as Kevin had the control, so we could roll the graphics over Kevin. That'd be amazing. Can we do that?
We actually might be able to do that.
Can we have a board here that just pops up and Andy and I can hit buttons and shit?
I was thinking it'd be really cool if we had a board with like special effects, because I've always wanted to do that, but if I give you guys all the control on it, I think that would alleviate the issue that you had.
I'm totally down.
Can press a button and have...
And then the graphics go?
The graphics go or someone cheers for you.
I love this. I love it. You know what's funny? Let's start with the small one and then come back in a year and see if it's the whole table. Because you know I'll just be hitting that. We'll just be playing music on it.
Yeah.
Another thing that Kevin and I really want to do is have the capability of calling people. Now, I know what you're saying to yourself, Kev. Doesn't this device actually do that? It does. Who should we call today? Pick any person you want. Let's call them.
Hunter Pence.
No, I'm not calling Hunter Pence. I don't want to disturb Hunter Pence. How dare you? How dare you? He's got games to play.
Andy, come on.
Do you want him to win the fucking game tonight?
Jeff Ramsey.
You want to call Jeff?
Yeah.
We'll call Jeff later.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. Fantastic.
Sounds good.
You want to call him now?
I think there's a plug down there. You can just plug your phone in and the audio comes into this board.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Fucking shit.
Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Die Hard as our big topic. Happy birthday, Die Hard. There's a very big interview that Slash Film did. We're not going to go through that, but Ann and I are just going to probably take like 10 minutes to talk about Die Hard with you guys in the chat. If you guys are watching this on YouTube and you want to keep that conversation going, let us know the answer to this question. Is Die Hard the best or greatest action film ever made? Is Die Hard, can we put it on the poll? Is Die Hard the greatest action film ever played? Yes or hell yes?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. Of course, before we get to the news, and there are some fun news stories today, thank God, because the last couple days have been a goddamn drought, we are going to go into what I like to call, affectionately refer to, housekeeping. I was just going to go with it.
You want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
In my brain, I put an extra word in there, and I was like, I want to see if Kevin picked up on that, because the timing is usually... what I like to call housekeeping. But then I said, what I like to call and affectionately refer to, and then I fucked him up.
You threw him out, you pump faked.
Yeah, dude, I was trying to be Johnny on the spot about it.
Yeah.
You see that juke move?
It's called a double move in the NFL.
Yeah, I call it a juke move.
What you do as a wide receiver, you run, right? And you're running, and the guy's covering you.
NFL is football.
Whatever.
And then you stop, right? You kind of do like a little jut, and then the quarterback fake throws to make it seem like you're going to catch it, right? So the defender's like, oh, the quarterback's throwing, and he's stuttering. Obviously, he's cutting right here.
Right.
And the wide receiver just like, cut. No, keep going. Double move, dude. You're fucking done.
Do you want to retroactively play the 15 seconds of sports intro for that? Because that was 15 seconds of sports. Or is there other sports stuff you want to talk about?
15 seconds? We'll save it for later.
All right, cool.
We'll save it for later.
Top on housekeeping. We've told you before, we'll tell you again. Monday is Amazon Prime Day, and we are doing a stream for that from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., which means we're going to be prepping that prior to it, which means the morning show is not happening on Monday. I know this is a big bummer for you guys, but here's what I need you to do. Instead of watching that show on Monday, go back and watch the last 2 days' morning shows. They've been fantastic, and no one's watching them.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I think 4 people watched it.
Yeah. We had DJ Wooldridge on the first one, and Greg and I held it down yesterday, and they were both phenomenal shows. It's just people see the headline. I fucked up the headlines for both of them. People see the headlines, and they go...
What were the headlines?
One of them was how to make your own comic book, which I thought was really cool. But we talked about, DJ and I had really great conversations about film and comic books and TV and all sorts of things. He was phenomenal. It was like talking to a taller, better looking version of me. Both same on the intellect scale. I might be a little bit better when it comes to eating.
That's weird to
but
say.
I don't know DJ that well. Uh-huh. And then of course yesterday, Greg and I got into some shenanigans. So go back and watch those two shows if you can. People are saying in the chat, they're like, Nick, stop pimping Party Mode. Everyone watches Party Mode. Pimp your own show. Watch prior episodes of your show because it is the lowest doing performing show throughout pretty much everything we do.
Who's
on Kinda
that?
Funny. One person in the comments yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Not in a bad way. He was just like, hey, I already watch Party Mode. You guys don't have to talk about Party Mode. I love Party Mode.
He already watches Party Mode.
You don't have to watch. But he's also like, don't keep pimping MCU in review. Everyone watches that. How come they're not pimping you?
Oh, that's a good point.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a great point.
How come in Party Mode you don't go, hey, watch the morning show every day? There is zero love coming from the other channel over this way. It's all getting pushed over there. And then everyone's like, oh, hoity-toity, Gamescast, Games Daily are doing so well. Of course, because you're building a structure upon these fucking shoulders, ladies and gentlemen.
And they're broad, man.
On my shoulders, I have to lift more weights to hold the fucking weight of this company on my shoulders every single time.
They are some big ass.
And I don't complain about it.
I'm not gonna lie, this loss, it's fun.
I don't complain about it.
Way long ago.
Do you understand me? I never say anything about it. I don't mention
it. You never brag about it.
I don't brag about it. I don't brag about how I am the hidden talent of Kinda Funny.
Yeah.
And how I am the true champ. And one day when I get the championship belt again, all will be right in the world. And I mean all. I mean, it'll probably cure all the problems in the world.
People,
world hunger,
people
racism,
will like Elon Musk again.
They'll love Elon Musk again. What?
Hey, you actually think you'll get the belt again?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm getting that belt again.
Okay.
Because God loves me, the world loves me, and karma loves me.
Last time I heard, Andy's trying to compete with tennis.
Listen, bring it wherever you want to bring it, okay? Because I'll be there already. Here's what you're going to go, oh, tennis? Nick doesn't know how to play tennis. You're going to show up to the court? I'm going to be on the fucking court sweating. I've been here all morning, baby, working out with my tennis
pro.
When I say working out with my tennis pro, it's because I'm teaching him shit.
Oh, fuck. You know what I mean? You're the pro then.
He came and he was like, I'm going to teach you shit. And then by the end of it, he's like, master.
Wow, I learned something.
And now the master has become the apprentice.
I saw a question in chat asking, Andy, how do you feel about the return of sports ball? Tyler Coe's show on Rooster Teeth.
With Mia, right?
With Mia Khalifa.
I love it.
And I can't wait to be... I'm officially, you know, revealing this right now. This is a big reveal.
Exclusive.
I'm going to be on the show. So,
are you...
Did they ask you to do that,
or did you just make that up? Yeah.
No, I mean, they haven't asked me yet, but, like, I'll be on it for
sure. I'll get you on that show. You want to call Jeff?
I'm going to be on the show.
Let's call Jeff.
I'm going to be on the show. All right.
I like the calling the Jeff.
Call Jeff Ramsey.
Why, Nick?
Calling Jeff Ramsey, man. World premiere exclusive, says Reverse Corey. Corey Chudney. Come on, Jeff. Pick it up. Pick it up, Jeff. Come on, man. Bad service inside. Stage 4. A big achievement. He's probably in a meeting. RTX coming up.
I have a feeling he'd take a call from Nick even if he was in a meeting.
No, he doesn't like me that much. Hello? Hey, Jeff Ramsey. It's Nick Scarpino. You're on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We have a question for you. Hello?
Jeff Ramsey.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, he got us. He got us.
Finish recording. You can hang up or press.
He got us. Okay. First off, kudos to that outgoing voice message. You got us on that, Jeff. Second off, hey, Jeff, it's Nick Scarpino from the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We have a question for Andy's here. Say hi.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? How's it going, man?
We have a question for you. Can we get Andy on Sports Ball? And since you're the only person I know that works at Rooster Teeth, we're just going to ask you that.
Also, like, does Funhouse have any openings? Let me know.
Okay, see you later, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Hi, Jeff!
Can't talk, bye.
Just asking. Man, he fucked you on that one.
Of course, he has one of those
this
outgoing messages.
But it's
that
so good because it's not even attempting to like pretend.
No.
You know, it's just.
It sounded like I thought he was in a car. Maybe he had bad service. Yeah. The unmitigated gall to fuck with you like that. Are you kidding me, dude?
It's Jeff. I love it. It makes me love him more.
Oh,
it makes me love him more because Jeff is one of those rare human beings that legitimately doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, sure.
Now, I pretend like I don't give a fuck, but then when someone doesn't react well to one of my jokes, I get devastated for hours.
Hours.
Oh,
hours.
Yeah.
But then, like, the champ, I crawl back out of that. I crawl back up. And fuck, I'm mad.
Just like you do with the shingles.
Exactly like I did with shingles both times.
Called back from death.
They tried to get me again. I fucking took it. I put it in a goddamn rear naked choke. I did it right so they couldn't fucking take my arm. couldn't peel that back hand off. You got to put it back, not top. Back. And just I put shingles to sleep for a little while. I didn't kill it. I'm not a killer, maybe. Yeah. I'm not a violent man.
It's like what I do when I kill cockroaches to make sure that those cockroaches get seen by all the other cockroaches. I'm like, I'm gonna leave your corpse here. I want your friends to see you.
Okay.
So you know not to come over here. Your friends know not to come. You did that with shingles.
Yeah.
You killed shingles and then you said all other diseases. Fucking, do you want to be like that?
Yeah.
I bet you don't.
Is the mystery ass man in the chat says try calling Bernie. Okay. I'll try calling Bernie now.
Okay.
There we go.
I mean, he's actually important. He's actually doing stuff.
Give Bernie a call real quick. See what happens.
Yeah.
Kinda Funny world champion here.
Hey, Greg, do you have Bernie's phone number? Because I don't have Bernie's phone number. We want to give him a call.
That's really good.
On the show.
Sure. I can merge him in right now.
You can just merge him in right now. Andy has a question for him.
Oh, man, I really hope he merges Tim in. And he's like,
I'm working on it.
He's working on it.
I hope he merges Tim in, too.
Why are we ruining the jokes?
I don't know.
He's not gonna do it. He's actually gonna make the call.
You're fucking ruining the jokes, man. Everybody's saying champ in the chat.
I know, I am.
I think they're saying that because of Greg.
I think Greg just put me on hold, and now it's not.
Yeah, he's doing like a three-way call.
He's gonna put you on hold. There, don't get mad at him. Don't get mad at him. He's doing his best.
He's trying his hardest.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little nervous. What if he does put Bernie on? You have to talk to him.
Okay.
I'll introduce you, and then like I'll give you the handshake, and then you have to ask him if he can be on sports ball.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Bernie's bought a hotel room for
me. I think Greg hung up on
me. Basically friends.
I think Greg hung up on me.
Can you just, why don't we
keep going? If he hung up on you, the call wouldn't go. Yeah.
No, it's still going.
Do you want to keep going? Keep doing the morning
show? No. I think this is more important. If Bernie comes on the phone, I want Bernie to have my full attention.
Then we could put the morning show starring Bernie and Jeff.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing.
The thumbnail.
Yeah, a lot of people will click on that.
Nick, you're on with Bernie Burns' answering machine.
Hi, Bernie Burns' answering machine. It's Nick Scarpino from Kind of Funny Morning Show. Thanks so much for taking our call, and I appreciate your time. We have a question for you. We're trying to get Andy on sports ball. So if you could make sure that never happens so that Andy has to always work for us, that would be great. Again, really appreciate your time. Greg, thank you so much for your time. Andy, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We can't talk.
Okay. Bye, Bernie. Take it easy.
Okay.
That sucks, man.
Great. I'm sorry. Did you want to go on sports ball?
It's just like a little guest appearance or something. It's inevitable that I'll be on it. I just don't know when.
Mia loves you.
No,
she knows
Tyler, Tyler has been talking to me about something brewing for a long time.
Yeah. How much trouble do you think Mia's going to get on that show? Get into on that show? How much shit talking is she going to do now that there's no network to tell her to stop?
She's going
to
have some terrible takes about the Redskins. She's going to have some terrible takes about the
Wizards. Are the Redskins good? Have they ever been good?
They haven't been good in a long time. I mean, they're good with Robert Griffin III. And
Here's the deal. You know that I'm like all Golden State Warriors, right? You know that I'm all fucking 49ers or whatever team's winning. I don't understand real fans.
Bandwagon?
I don't understand why you wouldn't just be a fair weather fan all the time and just go to whatever team's winning
in your blood,
and enjoy it.
It's in your blood.
Is it in your blood?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
What, like hepatitis?
No.
Similar to hepatitis, it's in your blood, it might kill you one day.
I had an ex-girlfriend one time where I was like, I was so sad about the Cowboys losing. She was like, well, just root for another team. I was like, that's not how it fucking works.
You broke up with her. Right?
Yeah, I broke up with her and I told her family, I'm going to come after all of you. Her whole family.
And they're still running.
Every extended relative, they're on the run, Kev.
Yeah.
You know
what I like to do with the power that we wield on the show? We have a small little corner of the internet that we've carved out for ourselves with some people that are devout followers.
Mm-hmm.
I like to incite them to violence. That's what we do, right, Kev?
No, we can't do that.
Yeah!
We don't want to do that?
No.
That's wrong?
Peaceful protesting.
All right.
Go and vote.
Next up on housekeeping, MCU in review. Oh, no, you know what? There's a new one today, Kev. Pull that one. I'm an idiot.
This is the one, right?
No. We have, it's 9 a.m. Thursday.
Oh, XCU.
We have XCU.
Yeah, that's right.
Pull that one up. I want to see that one instead. I want to see what I look like in that one. Oh, I wore a fucking denim jacket. Look at that.
Look at that.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. X-Men. Nope, that's wrong.
Let's go.
You know how YouTube works? Do you want me to walk you through this? Click on the channel. There you go. There it is, baby.
You not be rude?
There
you
it is. I apologize.
You're an old man, doesn't understand how buttons work.
Why did you not just click on it? It was right there.
It's right there now.
Does it have the right music?
It's so funny. Kevin and I just do things polar opposite every single time. I would have just clicked on the one that was on the front page. He goes to videos and tries to click
here's
on it because it's the first one.
Yeah,
that is what it is.
X-Men First Class, Thursday, 9 a.m. Launch today. Go watch it. Let me tell you why. If you think, like I thought, that, hey, X-Men First Class, that's a great movie, you're probably wrong. Go back and watch it again, and then go back and watch your review. Let us know if you agree with what I had to say, what everyone else had to say. And if you don't, you're wrong. That's how the internet works.
I hate agreeing with Nick. Like, I hate it so much.
He does.
Dude.
Kevin literally looks for any single thing in every statement I say that he can disagree with.
That's what you do.
No, it's just, you say so much wrong, Nicholas.
You do that to everybody.
I do not do that to everybody.
So
I agree with everyone across the world. I'm amenable. I'm a fair weather fan. I am. When's the last time I disagree with you on anything?
No, we joke around. We're like, whenever Tim says anything, you always go the opposite.
That's because Tim's always wrong.
But he says, hey, I'm just playing.
To be fair, I do that on the shows. Sometimes to play devil's advocate. When you are on a show with three people who unanimously agree on everything, it's fucking boring.
No, that's why. You've done it in the car before too and shit.
It's because Tim says crazy shit sometimes.
Tim does say crazy shit. Tim is exactly like me, man.
And that's why we annoy each other because I'll say crazy shit. He can usually back up his crazy shit, unlike me where I just boldface lie. But every once in a while, Tim will say something like, the neon color blue is the best color blue. And you're just like, you're out of your fucking mind. I gotta have blue everything. You're like, why? Why do you have to have that?
He did it, though.
He did it.
He is doing it. He's currently doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Reminder, if you guys want to give us a tip at the $5 above level, guess what? We will read that today. Mike Sala, 23, says, Nick, marry, fuck, kill, shingles, receding hairline, Mr. Bucket. Well, we're killing Mr. Bucket, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That motherfucker has caused us nothing but anguish, and he can suck it. I would marry the receding hairline, and I'd probably fuck shingles right up its butthole. Just oh, yeah. I have two-hole shingles in a second.
No, stop. Yeah. Two-hole.
You'd have all them shingles all over your dick.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's not.
I would do it, though. I would risk it. I would risk it to get the biscuit.
Dude, that's nasty.
Jerry D 007 has tipped us and just given us $5. I think that was earlier for the stream. We appreciate you very much. No, it was from today. It was for this. Hey, you gave us money because you like us. Isn't that great?
Thank you for that.
Appreciate that, guys. Remember, $5 or above or 500 cheers and above, and we'll read those right after the news stories. Kevin, it's time for the news.
News.
The
news.
News.
News. News. News.
News.
News. News. News. News. News.
First up on the news, we have our very first look, well, another look, rather, at Samuel L. Jackson in the updated M. Night Shyamalan movie, Glass. Now, are you familiar with this at all?
Yeah, it's a cool name. It's a
fucking dope name. Let's scroll down. That's what he looks like right
there. Look at this motherfucker.
Suck on it, everyone. If you didn't think Samuel L. Jackson could do anything wrong, you were correct. And there's a lot more images, Kev, so stay zoomed in on this, because I want to see the...
Zoomed in?
Yeah, yeah, go, like,
but
enhanced.
You can't see all of it, though.
Fair point. Let's look at it right now. Just don't scroll around because I want to get to each image.
Yeah, what I'm saying is like, we can zoom in on the individual image, but let's start wide.
That's like the paint job that you got on your car in Need for Speed Underground where it changes in different lights.
Someone said...
Pearlescent?
Iridescent. Somebody said, hey, what should his coat be? Should it be purple again? And the other person was like, it should be iridescent.
Yeah.
And that's what it is right there. By the way, Samuel Jackson, amazing. I know he has to have the gloves because he has to like protect his hands because he's made of glass. Mr. Glass, MG. Hear that?
Dude, it's so hard to just like be like, all right, yeah, sure. That's what he now, needs the gloves for protection, sure.
Are those your shoes that he stole from you, Kevin?
Those are pimp.
My red velvet shoes are fucking dope. And come Christmas time, I'll be sporting that shit at least once a week.
Cool.
Let's see. Carlos says, let's talk about that wig. Now, here's the deal. Samuel L. Jackson gets a pass on the wig. He's bald. If he wants... Yeah.
Is he bald?
Yeah.
Honest question.
Yeah, he's been bald. I mean, Google Samuel L. Jackson coming to America.
He's been just shaving his head for a while.
No, I think he's pretty bald, though.
I mean, yeah, but like...
Like, I saw him in Jurassic...
He's shaving it because he doesn't really have any hair left.
Yeah, you know? Actually, another one better I want to do. Maybe Google Samuel L. Jackson Jurassic Park. Let's see what his hairline looked like in the early 90s. All right. Can we do that, Kev? What are we doing?
I'm doing it on another screen because then you're going to fucking give me shit.
No, I like to give you shit when you do it here. I don't understand. This is what we do here.
What's wrong with me giving you shit?
I don't understand. It's more fun for me if I do it here. Because I can't tell if you're doing it. Let's look it up. Just Google it in the thing in front of me.
No, because then I'll be typing it and you guys will be like, oh, look at how slowly he types.
Sounds exactly like us.
Yeah.
Click on, yeah, there you go. Okay, so we had some hair there.
But like, yeah.
He's pretty bald, but he might shave it all. This is a problem with people who shave their head. You can't tell how bald they are.
I mean,
are.
I don't think that's the problem. That is their solution, right?
But I also think that growing his hair out. Yeah, so he's getting bald there. So growing his hair out that long is probably not going to be doable for him at this point.
No, not at all.
So he gets a pass on the wigspiracy.
Yeah.
See, this is what I like to call an appropriate use of the wig, right? This is a responsible use of wigs. Unlike all the rest of the Marvel movies that are just... throwing wigs against the wall to see what
it's
sticks.
Like good and bad calories.
It's exactly like that, right? If you want to go for a lean piece of protein, maybe some good fats, a little avocado, maybe some spinach on top of that, a little olive oil, a little salt, pepper, that's good for you, right? Those aren't equal to the candy bar
it's
that you could eat.
It's a fucked up scene right here, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just saw that last night.
Oh, thank God. Wait, I think I saw two last night.
I finished one. Because I realized I hadn't actually finished it. I think I left off right where that scene was about to happen. Finished that, started two. Not into two. Gotta be honest.
What
I love
fucking sucks. Three is awful.
Now let's zoom in on this. This frame, by the way, is gorgeous. Originally, I thought they did it with lighting.
Beautiful.
It's not. It's actually paint, which is
beautiful. I don't
understand
what's happening.
Now here's what's happening, Kev. I read the article for once in my life. Sarah
Paulson.
What's that?
Is it spoiler?
No, it's just the setup for why they're in the... I mean, this image is spoilery, but it's the setup. They all find themselves in a mental institute, and Sarah Paulson, who, if you scroll down, if you'll know her, she played Marsha Clark or Marsha, not Marsha Brady, Marsha Clark. From the People versus O.J. Simpson. She was
I didn't watch it.
You gotta watch it. God damn. She is a clinical psychologist that specializes in people thinking they're superheroes. So they all find themselves, that's how these people interact again with each other. Now, what I love about this, Glass seems like he's out of it, of course. James McAvoy's character clearly playing one of the Split personalities from Split. And I love that the David Dunn character, the Bruce Willis character, is bolted to the ground because he's so strong at this point that, like,
that's cool.
You gotta actually bolt him to the ground.
That's a great little.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. But cool.
At that point, if he has enough strength that he needs to be bolted to the ground to, like, not.
Well, I don't think he had. I might be wrong. I don't think he had super strength. I just think he was unbreakable. I
mean, he definitely had super strength.
But he was strong.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like.
They kept putting weight on it. Like,
yeah, yeah. But it wasn't like Superman strength. But it was like, if I get free, I'm snapping your fucking neck strength.
But like, that's not the kind of guy he seems to be, you know?
But that's why I'm curious. Weird, I don't want it spoiled anymore. I don't know why he's in this. Right? Maybe he's been running around and he got caught.
Do you feel like you're going to go fucking, what do they call it? Lights off or dark? What do they call it?
When you
do
radio silent.
Radio silent. Lights dark. That is what I call it.
I forget the girl's name. Something Taylor Joy.
Anya Taylor Joy.
Anya Taylor Joy. She's back from Split. I don't know what she's doing here, but I love that she's in this. And if you scroll down, that's of course M. Night Shyamalan giving a little direction to be a big old B. Willis, who by the way never looks like he's having fun ever.
He's not. I mean, right? Isn't he notorious for like?
He's really hard to work with. Yeah, apparently, which breaks my heart. But it doesn't matter. Did you know that he's awesome?
M. Night Shyamalan wrote the screenplay to Stuart Little.
That sounds like a lie.
What's that?
And Night Shyamalan wrote the screenplay to Stuart Little.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Amon. Wake a Yem. Says, Nick, I haven't seen Unbreakable or Split. Well, guess what? You're getting the shit spoiled out of you right now.
I mean, no, we didn't say anything.
Well, we know that there's a big. Somehow they're in the same universe.
I mean.
Which is a big reveal at the end of Split.
But I mean, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter anymore.
I'm spoiling
a movie for you that is 2 years old.
I say you spoil the shit out of it.
Drown yourself in my coffee. That's what I say.
Spoil the shit out of it. Like, why is Mr. Glass arrested? You know what I mean? Spoil it.
Well, I don't know why. I'm just making shit up. I'm spitballing.
Tell them everything.
Spitballing here.
Fucking whiners. Gotta hate them.
How can you complain? Yeah, that's
true. I can't complain. I'm very excited about this. It's like a 20-year-old movie. Here's the thing. I went back recently, watched Unbreakable. I was like, oh, I like this movie a lot more with the context now of all the modern.
That it's all coming together.
With two things that make me love this. One, when I saw Unbreakable original, I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool take on the superhero genre. But we hadn't really seen what the superhero genre can give us yet, right?
Sure.
This is before all the Marvel movies kicked in. This is before we realized that the X-Men movies were bad. Looking back and seeing it now, it's a cool, realistic take on what that would look like in the real world. I like it. It's a lot more gritty, a lot more real. See, Split had no idea they were tied together. I was like, this movie's fucked up, A, and B, really well done. I'm digging it. M. Night Shyamalan, you got me right back. You know, the one where the trees were killing everyone, didn't care for that one that much. The Village had the end of it spoiled for me. Fuck you to my friend in Orange County. In Orange County. Probably wasn't good anyway, but they spoiled it for me.
It would have been cool for you.
It would have been really cool for me.
Yeah.
Dumb fucking twist. I still wouldn't have. Yeah, you're right, Kev. The movie wouldn't have been that fantastic. But anyway, long story short, Split happens. You see Bruce Willis sit in the diner at the end of it. You got me right back in.
So cool.
That was an interesting moment.
It was awesome.
Paul was just like, I don't know what the fuck that means at all.
No, and that's why I love that they did it. I love that they did it because for people in theaters, they were like, Bruce Willis is in this movie? People who had not seen Unbreakable, for me, I was like, shut up. The front door, it's wide open,
yeah,
shut it.
Yeah, it was cool as hell for me because I have really no connection point to Unbreakable.
Yeah.
But
had you seen it going into Split?
Like.
Years ago.
Not really. Like,
I don't think I saw it since it came out on like home video. I think maybe I rented it once in a Blockbuster.
Yeah, that was my experience. I don't remember a goddamn thing about it. But I know the premise and I know that, you know, it's one of those movies that people always. When talking about M. Night Shyamalan, they always bring up, right. Like, hey, don't forget about Unbreakable. It's pretty good.
Unbreakable's
so,
better than you think.
Yeah, at the end of Split, again, not really having any connection point to Unbreakable, seeing that got me fucking stoked.
Dude, it gets me jacked. If you're not familiar with Unbreakable Split, and I was just fucking with you, Weka Yeaman, if you were like, I haven't seen him, here's the context. Unbreakable is about a security guard, a little depressed, getting a divorce, this guy gets in a train accident at the beginning. And everyone dies but him. And there's two things interesting about this. One, everyone died but him. And two, as M. Night Shyamalan, who plays the doctor, and he goes, he's like, why is everyone looking at me like that? He's got that great line where he looks over and everyone in the hospital is like staring at him. And Bruce Willis goes, why is everyone looking at me like that? And M. Night Shyamalan goes, they're looking at you like that for two reasons. One, out of 200 people on the train, you're the only person who survived. And two, you don't have a scratch on you. Everyone else fucking died. You don't have a scratch on you. Fascinating. Then Mr. Glass comes in. Right, this guy who has Samuel L. Jackson's character comes in, who is very fragile, who if he falls down, he'll break all of the bones in his body, right? He theorizes that if he's like that, there's got to be someone on the other end of that spectrum that's unbreakable, and that is Bruce Willis. And Bruce Willis is like, you're crazy. Then it turns out, he's not so crazy.
Whoa!
He's not so
crazy. I feel
like
I just watched it right now.
Did you get the shivers?
I sure did.
I'm practicing my storytelling, like my ability to tell cool stories. I think I nailed it.
I think you did, too.
I do.
I'm really bad at telling
stories. I really appreciate that. Is Cool Greg back for this next part?
He is most certainly not yet.
God damn it, Cool Greg. You failed me for the last time.
We
bring this up.
We need to get him an electric scooter or something.
We just need to buy him a car so he can just roll down there and get the Starbucks and come back.
We should
get
him some fucking rollerblades. How cool would Cool Greg be in rollerblades?
Dude, we have to get him the rollerblade brand of rollerblades.
Well, do you want to save this for later in case he makes it back?
Yeah, let's save this. We'll put this at the end.
Yeah.
Because I want to see his reaction to this because I'm fucking jacked about this. Jacked about this. Bring up the next news story, please.
The image is not coming up. Just a heads up.
Refresh. I just wanted to remind everyone this is coming. It doesn't have to necessarily matter.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Go for it. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle. Robin Williams gets his due in documentary Come Inside My Mind. This documentary is launching, I believe, July 18th, which is right around the corner. I'm very excited about this. Very, 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 very.
This will be cool and very depressing.
I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's done by his son, if I'm not mistaken. And he has a ton of inside footage, interviews with all of his friends. If you don't really know a lot about Robin Williams and your only touchstone to him is the later movies that he did, he pretty much owned the 80s and 90s as far as comedy was concerned. He was a stand-up comedian who came out of the Bay Area. He lived up here for a while and, of course, unfortunately suffered from a lot of addiction problems as well as depression and took his own life. But he is very well remembered up here. He has a tunnel named after him, and he has, if you ever go to the Punchline, he's got a whole, just a gigantic picture just to him as a sort of memorial for him.
And where can you watch this documentary when it comes out?
I believe it's HBO. I think it's coming out on HBO first. I don't know if they're going to syndicate it other places. No. I don't know if it's an HBO-made documentary or if they made it and sold it to HBO. Someone in the chat, I'm sure, will correct everything that I just got wrong. But, yeah, there you go. Andy,
well, how about that?
Well, life. Finds a way. You put this up here. What is this?
Can you bring this up, Kev? Nathan Fillion says, posts a photo of Drake with the saying, "Sic Parvis Magna," from Uncharted.
Okay, 7/16/18.
What does this mean, Nate?
What does this mean?
Oh.
It's a photo of Drake with the most said saying from the Uncharted games. The Latin phrase from,
Now, here's the thing.
Greatness from small beginnings.
I feel like we can get to the bottom of this because we have both a Uncharted expert in the office.
We have a wide net.
Yeah. And we have a Drake expert in the office.
Okay.
Let me put a call through.
Okay, cool. I'll wait
call
for it.
Call Greg Miller, please.
I'll wait for it.
Why don't you just press the buttons?
Because, it's for a fact. It means more when he, says it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are saying new Drake.
Hey, Nick, it's the world champion of Kinda Funny, Greg Miller.
Hey, Greg Miller, it's the former world champion and future world champion, Nick Scarpino. We have a question for you and Tim. Would you mind joining us in the studio for a few seconds if you have time? I don't want to burden you down. I appreciate that.
My leg's asleep, though, so give me one second.
Well, we have time. We have a good hour left of the show, so.
Okay, cool. My leg's asleep, but I'm coming.
Okay, great. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Also, I'm glad we had a Cool Greg's back.
Back?
He's coming up the stairs.
Oh, fantastic.
I saw him outside.
I need that coffee in my body, man.
You got it,
feeling
man.
It.
I'll have the second one here, and I'll tell you right now.
We woke up early to play Fortnite, for those of y'all that just tuned in. We woke up early to play Fortnite Season 5, and I couldn't fall asleep last night. I was so excited. I was so giddy.
Dude, I fell asleep, woke up, was a little late, and y'all just started playing without me. Did you grab Tim Geddes like I asked you to?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
He's an asshole. Now, here's the deal. Well, I need a both of you, because you are the Uncharted expert.
About this one?
You're the Uncharted expert, and he's the Drake
expert. Excited to talk about this on Kinda Funny Games Daily. Fuck this show.
It's video game news, you jackanapes! You know what I'm saying?
What if it's a movie news?
It can't be movie news? Wouldn't that be movie news? I think that's not your jurisdiction. Legally speaking, champ.
What I need you to do, Kevin.
Yeah.
Is make half of the screen Kinda Funny Games Daily, half of the screen Kinda Funny Morning Show.
He can do that.
He can do it quick.
Alright. No, there's no way I can.
I can do it.
I guess you're right. Give me a second.
Okay. While he's doing
Thank you, Cool Greg.
There it is. There it is, baby.
Now What's Good says, fuck the morning show. Which is...
What's Good Game said that? Damn.
What? You're What's Good Game? Them against us?
Do they even know? Do they even know who we are?
Andrea's biggest foe is Nick Scarpino.
You know, I'll tell you one thing right now. I tweeted a really, really kind of mean thing out at Andrea the other day, and she didn't respond.
Oh, what a surprise!
I know. I don't like it.
I feel like you know, good
I really don't like it.
I did appreciate yesterday in my Gary Whitta feud.
Yeah,
but I that threw was that barb so at you, funny. And yeah. then it popped up. I'm like, I see. Even I'm gonna get slightly insulted.
I like that. I'm like, oh, this is funny, and then just a shitty thing about me midway, and I'm like, God damn it, Greg!
All right,
there we go. Every time I think about
it, I didn't think Kevin could do it. He did it.
He did it. He nailed it.
So what? You want to know about this?
Yeah. What the hell's going on with this?
I don't know. That's a good question. My title, I think, on Kind of Funny Games Daily is gonna be. WTF is Nathan Fillion up to? Maybe Uncharted somewhere in there too.
You know I think that's a great title. I might use that. I might use that title on this show.
I think he's gonna play young Sully in the Uncharted movie.
I mean,
I think since he's teasing it and it's Comic-Con week, I think it's gonna be a short on YouTube. I think it's gonna be he does a 5 minute, 7 minute short video of him being Drake.
Really?
Wait, who being Drake?
Nathan Fillion. I think Nathan Fillion's going to film a 10-minute YouTube video and put it up.
But is he... Okay, I'm confused by this whole thing.
Are there any pictures where he looks like Drake?
Every photo he looks
no,
like
no,
Drake.
No, I mean, but like outfit. Fillion.
Yeah, he literally is
Yeah, Drake. He's been losing weight, man.
Yeah, he got a little frumpy-pumpy there for a bit, yeah. But now he's looking jacked.
Look at right there. That looks a lot like
Drake. God.
He's a great-looking
right
guy.
Right there looks like Drake.
I fucking love Firefly so much.
Me too,
God
man.
Bless him. He looks exactly... That's the character.
Just like Nathan and Drake, yeah.
When he's, yeah, in the Uncharted 4 level.
Like, wait.
Nathan Fillion. Look, even Fee Wolf there says, very Nathan Drake.
Everyone sees it. Wasn't he the guy that whenever like, we're going to do this movie, everyone's like, why are you not casting Nathan Fillion as a fucking character? He wasn't back then, though. Like, when the game was big, like when it first came out and got big, that was like, what, 10 years ago? He was only 22 years old. Now he's 44. That's how math works.
Yeah. Jared and I are going to talk about this in Kind of Funny Games.
Cool. Well, thank you for contributing absolutely nothing to my show. And to continue to support the show.
I brought the championship in, right?
That's true.
I showed people what a winner looks like.
You did.
Andy, climb on my back right there. Not like in real life, but like right now.
Do it, Andy, do it.
No. There it is, right there.
There it is.
Let's smile. Now smile.
I was going to try to follow along. It's too hard. Too hard. He's no longer in Destiny. That's true. It's a good point. Nathan Fillion is no longer a voice in Destiny.
Really?
Spoilers, bro!
They put a big trailer up about it. His character dies.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's a bummer.
Now What's Good says, I thought Mark Wahlberg was Nathan Drake. Mark Wahlberg's everything until he's not.
Tom Holland was cast as a young Nathan Drake.
Yeah, that's still
So hard. I think he's going to play Sully.
Who's going to play Sully?
Nathan Fillion? Or, yeah, Fillion.
That'd be cool.
Like a young Sully.
Nah, that'd be weird. Because he looks exactly like Nathan Drake.
Or maybe just future Drake. Because maybe there'll be flashbacks between past. The movie's going to be all young Tom Holland. Maybe he's going to play a future Drake.
Maybe. That'd be cool.
But then it's spoil the fact that he never dies.
But here's what's killing me about this.
What's up?
Why use a picture of the musician Drake? How does he fit into this?
Because his name is Drake, so people look at him and they're like, Drake.
There's got to be more to that.
There's not.
And I know that Drake came from Small Beginnings, right? Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Drake, Small Beginnings 2. My question is there a Drake tie-in? Is Drake doing some sort of a soundtrack? Is there going to be a title track? Is there going to be music that has to do with Drake? Why would you use Drake? Why not just put a picture out of Nathan Drake?
Because it's like a cool, neat thing to put. If you just put a picture of Drake, that'd be one thing. What the fuck does this mean? Why is he posting a picture of Drake the rapper? But then the saying "Sic Parvus Magna," like that's just to.
It's confusing and befuddled.
It's only you're the only one who thinks that actual Drake has something to do with it. I'm gonna eat my words if fucking Drake actually has something to do with this.
If you do. Then you have to, I get one free no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, Fortnite will play with you.
Okay.
If you're at Robin's place and you can't play, you go home.
Okay.
You understand?
Sounds good to me.
And if I'm wrong, so be it.
Yeah.
So
be it. We move on.
So be it. Cool, Greg.
Yo.
Now, what I need you to do is scroll over one image, that imager tab to the left there, or to the right there. There you go, right there. Yeah, yeah. Click on that bad boy. Bring this up. Now this is the next news story, Dumbledore, a shot of Dumbledore and a young Newt Scamander. How does this sit with you?
We're having flashbacks?
I don't know. Well, no, but I don't know. Because the young Dumbledore is supposed to be...
No, the young Newt Scamander.
That's true. Maybe that's not Newt Scamander. I mean, this must be a flashback.
Is that Hufflepuff?
That is, what's Hufflepuff's colors? Yellow's Hufflepuff. Yeah, that's Hufflepuff. He's a Hufflepuff.
He totally looks like Newt Scamander.
Yeah, he does look like Newt Scamander.
Well, it's the hair. You get the British hair and the pasty white. I've never seen sun skin.
But like, they nailed the hair. It looks exactly yeah. like...
Well, what's exciting about this, and I've said it before and I'll say it again because I like repeating myself and hearing my own voice, is that we go back inside Hogwarts in this. We get to see Albus Dumbledore as a professor of, I believe, is he Defense Against the Dark Arts? Chat, let me know.
Dumbledore.
You're just sad because they took all of the things that worked in Lord of the Rings and put them in this movie and then throw out all the walking shit. Like, there's not, at no point do you ever see a character walk in Harry Potter.
You're gonna act like Fantastic Beasts is a phenomenal movie.
I'm not gonna ask like Fantastic, no, Fantastic is not a phenomenal movie, but The Crimes of Grindelwald might be good because we're actually focusing on characters we give a shit about, i.e., ergo, Albus Dumbledore. He's one of the main characters in this, and he's played by none other than Jude Law. Who I love. I
see a lot of people coming after J.K. Rowling about this movie.
Why?
Because like she really vouched for Johnny Depp, and he's like, it's coming out more and more that he's just a fucking jerk. And
well, he's having a really not good time. Right?
Yeah,
he's had a lot of shit.
So a lot of people are like, "Hey, J.K., you're so like outspoken about anybody who's an asshole. What about the guy you fucking vouch for?" You know.
Look, first off, you don't fucking know. She doesn't fucking know Johnny Depp, right? All she knows is what she's probably seen of Johnny Depp or interacted with him, and maybe he's a real nice guy in person, and maybe he's a shitbag in private. Who the fuck knows? Second off, how fucking dare you criticize J.K. Rowling? Am I right, Greg?
Hell yeah.
I mean, why'd you add an end to that? An S to the last real name?
J.K. Rowling. I put S's on everything.
J.K. Rowling's.
Because it's better. Made her plural. I do. I put S's on the back of DiGiorno's all the time, and let me tell you, I think I drove DiGiorno right away. Have you seen it?
Oh,
the
you
chat?
Do say DiGiorno's a lot.
Everyone says DiGiorno's pizza.
No. Well, like in possessive
yeah,
form, yeah.
But I just call them DiGiorno's. As in DiGiorno's, it's short for DiGiorno's pizza.
Yeah.
But they're like, there's no S at the end of our name. And I'm always like this, hey, DiGiorno, I don't fucking care.
You are what I say you are.
You are what I say you are, because yeah. You don't fucking pay me.
How about DiGiorno, send us some pepperoni pizza? Enough of the buffalo chicken. No. Kevin, Greg keeps getting those.
Whatever.
Send us some pep.
Don't send us anything, DiGiorno.
Standard pep, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Do you know? I don't think you fucking know.
Cool, Greg. Scale of 1 to 10. How much are you looking forward to Crimes of Grindelwald?
I really want to see, just like you said, to be back in Hogwarts, but I don't really give no shit about no Crimes of Grindelwald.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's weird how we just don't. It's like, nah.
I'd rather rewatch some other movies.
It's like,
yeah, same here. Exact same here.
I think we're probably going to, by the way, I think we're going to do an in-review for that, and I'm so excited.
Oh, of course
about that.
We are, yeah.
So excited matter about of time. That. Because I want to go back and rewatch those badly. I've been waiting.
I love this series so much. The last thing I want to do is hear your guys' opinions on it. Because I know these guys are going to be assholes like Andy. Specifically, Andy's going to hate on it just because he knows I love it.
I'm not going to hate on
Cool Greg, let me tell you something.
I'll hate on it if it's bad. I love Harry Potter, man.
Let me tell you something right now, Cool Greg.
What up, man?
I love myself.
Yeah.
Okay, I probably love myself more than I love anything.
Where's this going?
Nobody can take that away from me. You can criticize me all you want. You can call me old Omega Batman. That's fine. Ignacio Rojas can talk as much shit about me as he wants.
Yeah.
Two things will happen. One, you just make me love myself more because every time you try to come against me and you push against the wall pushes back.
And you're going to get timed out.
And you're
going
to get timed out like we accidentally did Ignacio Rojas yesterday for 10 minutes. Kevin fucked up and banned him for 10 minutes.
I did that on accident.
If you guys are going to joke, was it you yesterday or was it
No, but I did that on accident one time, too.
Yeah, we just keep banning. Yeah. I love that we keep banning Ignacio Rojas.
Because you have to type in like the manual amount.
Can you time out Ignacio Rojas for 10 minutes, please?
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Look, you said I just flip-flopped. And guess what? I don't care. I'm not going to hear you for another 10 minutes, Ignacio Rojas. You're done for the rest of the show. Why? Because I so be it.
Everybody's saying rip.
Cool, Greg, unban him now, please.
All right.
Unban him. That was a test. That was just, I just want you to know the fire's still hot, Ignacio. If you're going to put your fucking finger next to the fire,
you're going
to
get burned.
You're going to get burned, dog. Cool, Greg, bring up the big topic graphic because I'd be fucking damned if we're not going to talk about Die Hard today. It was brought to my attention via the internet that Die Hard has turned 30 this week. And God damn it. I'm looking forward. I haven't read this interview yet. This is a pretty in-depth interview over on Slash Film with Jan de Bont, Steve E. D'Souza, and Reginald, what the hell's his name?
Fairfield.
Fairfield? Scroll down a little bit.
It's not Fairfield. That's Scroll a down. Character from Boy Meets World.
No, right there. Reginald Vel Johnson, thank you, who played Sergeant Al Powell. I am excited about this. It reminded me that I read The History of Die Hard, The Oral History of Die Hard, which is not a very good, well-written book, and it's not a very good oral history, but it's all I got. Are you familiar with what oral history is? It's basically a history, nonfiction history book told from the words of people that were there. So every paragraph is sure, like, Andy said, oh, and then we started filming. It's always a fascinating read because you get the actual first-person perspective.
You feel like you're there.
Well, you're hearing the people you want to hear talk about it, not the writers.
Straight from the source.
Yeah, straight from the horse's mouth. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to reading this. But I did want to wish happy birthday to Die Hard. Happy birthday, Die Hard. Because I firmly hold, and you were actually, we were talking about this yesterday because you pointed me to the interview that Dan Le Batard did and Stu Gatz did with John McTiernan, who directed not only Die Hard, but Predator, as well as The Hunt for October. And I'll throw in Basic in there. I don't care.
Well, I'll throw in fucking Last Action Hero.
Did he direct Last Action Hero?
I thought.
Maybe I think not. He did. I love that fucking movie.
Last Action Hero is phenomenal.
I gotta go back and watch that movie again.
Last Action Hero is one that you need to rewatch as an adult, and you will totally understand what they were trying to do and why it's so underrated.
Well, it was a lot of satire, and people just weren't ready for it.
Yeah, John McTiernan. Yeah.
The problem is with Last Action Hero is, A, I think it had some problems in production. B, it wasn't the tightest of scripts.
No.
But it was trying to do something really fun with the genre that we just weren't ready for.
It was so self-aware.
I think a lot of people didn't want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger mess with his career like that, which I think in turn ended up ending his movie career. Because I really do feel like, and he's quoted as saying, like, that was the turning point where he was like, I think my movie career is starting to end because of this movie. Because people were like, what the fuck is this? And, like, even though he was trying to be meta and make fun of himself and push himself into the next thing, it just didn't work out for him. And then, of course, he did, like, End of Days after that, and everyone's like, just stop.
He did Eraser, then End of Days,
and you were like, these are just bad movies. Yeah. They're not that great.
Written by Shane Black.
Last Action Hero? Yeah. Love that movie.
Thank you for that tidbit, Matt Rohrabeck in chat.
But Die Hard's one of those movies to me, if I may editorialize for a second, that I probably watch once a year at Christmas time. You know, it's always, a lot of people say, is Die Hard the best Christmas movie? Of course, it's an action movie. It doesn't fit in the Christmas movie genre, but I'll put it in there. Because if it comes down to, Nick, would you rather watch A Christmas Story or whatever the fuck that movie is? Because like, my glasses.
Christmas Story.
Yeah, the young girl.
I do Christmas Vacation.
I'll fuck up Christmas Vacation. Yeah. I will. Last Christmas. I love that movie. That one, Die Hard, and then always Star Wars. They're always playing the Star Wars during Christmas.
Elf has become a new one, too.
Elf is a classic now at this point.
Harry Potter. They show a lot because
the first Harry Potter predominantly, like, he goes on Christmas break.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely moment where we pause and he just gets to explore the castle by himself because he doesn't have a home to go back to. Kind of sad, but also you realize he's found his real home with his real family there. Yeah. And he realizes that,
beautiful.
Too. God, I can't wait to go back.
It's a weird thing where, like, every holiday, ABC Family shows every goddamn Harry Potter movie.
Mr. Yasman 300 brings up another a Christmas classic, Lethal Weapon, also a Christmas movie. Shane Black loves Christmas. He loves writing movies during Christmas. And then, of course, let's see some other people saying.
Gremlins, Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire, great one. No, someone else said something that was good. Nah, Christmas with the Cranks can go suck it. Sorry. I don't like that movie.
Which movie?
Christmas with the Cranks. Home Alone, great Christmas movie. Also a great Christmas film. Shout out to Die Hard, man. And I'll tell you one thing right now. We were listening to that interview with John McTiernan, and they only wanted to talk about Predator. And I thought, this is my first real time listening to Dan Le Batard. Shout out to Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz. They're fucking hilarious, and their production team. But they missed the mark. They spent all the time talking about Predator. And that is not his best film. Die Hard is John McTiernan's best film.
They're just obsessed with it. That's like their
narrative. They are wrong. They're wrong.
Much like he told them.
Absolutely. Listen, Dan Le Batard, if you're watching right now, you used that 15 minutes incorrectly. You should have let your producer have his way and talk about Die Hard.
Oh, that's right. Mike wanted to talk about
Die Hard. Mark wanted to talk about Die Hard, and you kept fucking taking the stick of power that you have and wielding it incorrectly. You were trying to do something stupid, and guess what? It worked. Yeah. You made something stupid. Yeah. Did I enjoy hearing all of the amazing things that John McTiernan didn't say about Predator because you kept asking questions that he didn't want to answer? Good for you. You're a professional. Would he have answered more questions about Die Hard? Probably. So why don't you let producer Mike do his job next time, Dan? And let's call a spade a spade. You're terrible at your job.
It was.
Am I starting beef with Dan Le Batard right now? Is he even going to give a shit?
We're not now. They're the biggest radio show in America.
You know what? You nip at their heels. Eventually, they kick you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're feuding with the Baldwins. That's why we started talking off with Baldwin. Are we punching down by fighting with Baldwin?
100%.
They're like, well, with Daniel, yes.
Yeah,
but Alec is way above us.
So what my question is this. If they engaged with us, would they be punching down?
Oh, they'd be way down. Not even close.
I mean, I feel like we need that.
They get like 8 million downloads.
So should we be on the side of the Baldwins? Because I will also make fun of the Baldwins if that will engender and endear us to Dan Le Batard. Do you think, what's a better strategy?
I'm in.
We partner up with Alec. I call up Alec, call up Daniel, call up Steven, call up Billy.
You have their numbers?
No, but I think Greg probably does. I'll call him and see in a second. And we go against Dan Le Batard, or I just get on the shit train. You know, I get on the hate train with Dan Le Batard, and then we're an ally. Right. The fight against the ball.
I don't think he cares either way, honestly. He won't really.
Okay, we'll strategize about this later. Okay, we'll talk. I feel like your heart's not in this discussion, and it's annoying me.
Yeah, that's, you know. They're punching down if they come after us, so.
I don't care. I'm ready for it. I think it'll make me better. I think taking the biggest radio show on the planet and pitting it against our stupid morning show that only gets maybe 7,000 views, maybe 12,000 views. On YouTube, I feel like we could rise to the
About 30,000 views a month, maybe?
Ours?
Yeah. No,
I guess more than that.
A little bit more than that?
Well, you can't do math. We do about 10,000 on YouTube alone per day. That's 50,000 a week.
Oh, I was thinking weekly. My bad.
Weekly? Yeah, 50 to 60 probably. But you get some downloads. I'm sure for some dumb reason, a lot of people listen to this show, even though it's mostly visual.
It's a weird thing to do.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But for those of you out there that are listening, hey, really appreciate it. It's awesome.
We get way more audio listeners than video people.
Usually, like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, everything we do is a podcast.
I feel like Gamescast.
Why would you want to watch? I just talked about Die Hard. No one needs to see anything. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you do need to see the images of glass and all those other things. So, but you know, I feel like maybe, you know what, I described them perfectly enough so that I paint a good picture for the audio listeners.
I think you did a great job.
Thanks, Andy.
You mentioned earlier how you were really good at storytelling, and I think you crushed it.
Yeah. When you were talking about Harry being in Hogwarts, I felt like I was in Hogwarts. Yeah. It's Christmas. It was crazy.
I appreciate that, guys. I mean, you remember the shot I'm talking about where it's snowing exactly, and it's quiet yeah, and he's walking around with Hedwig and he's just hanging out. Back to tips, ladies and gentlemen. Robin GL gave us a tip and said, Nick, how would you arrange a human centipede consisting of Greg, Kevin, and Andy? Won't be able to watch tomorrow, so hope you guys have a great weekend. Love. Also, today's pick is something. Cool, Greg, if you can go to the tips and find the daily picture that we have from Robin GL of the Swedish king, that would be amazing.
Robin GL.
Just click on tips. You know, you can hide the, yeah, you gotta unhide.
Robin GL said they won't be here tomorrow, but you know what? They can fucking watch the YouTube VOD.
First off, it's a he. We've confirmed it's a he. You don't have to use the they pronoun.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Robin, we have some shit to talk to you about. We're going to mention Robin on tomorrow's show, okay?
Okay.
And they have to watch the VOD to see exactly
just
what we say.
Just say he. It's a he.
He.
He has to watch it.
Okay.
Predominantly all of our audiences, guys, except for Amy Gills.
That's true, yeah.
She's a girl. I don't have confirmation on that, but pretty sure.
Yeah.
This is, of course, your daily dose of the Swedish king, and goddamn, this man is crazy.
Look at him.
What are you doing, sir? What is his name? Cool, Greg, type in Swedish king and see if we can get a name on this
Swedish
guy.
King sounds like a candy bar.
It does sound like candy bar. Yeah. Swedish fish?
I hate those things. Not good.
Too peppery.
Yeah.
Too spicy. Carl Gustav Folk Hubertus. Click on images so we're making sure we're the right guy here. And that is, in fact, this. Can you please click on the one where he's got ears on? All the way to the right, the frog eyes. All the way to the right. All the way to the right. There we go. Bring that up for the people.
Is that a Photoshop?
Yeah, I think it's real. I hope it's a Photoshop.
It looks
but I also
like a
hope
Photoshop.
It's real.
Yeah.
This guy is my favorite of everything. And I hope he's not, like, known for really, really, like, biased policies or bigoted policies.
Yeah,
because
same
I'm going to become a huge fan of his if he is.
It would suck.
If he's not,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
If he's not. If he is, I will, of course, like everything else I've done on this show, be completely embarrassed by it and never reference it again. And when people say, hey, Nick, remember that time that you supported a known racist? I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
But right now, knowing nothing about the king of Sweden, he's my favorite person on the planet.
I'd like to see him just like fucking, I bet you he's really good at fist fighting.
I bet you he's fucking crazy good at fist fighting.
Yeah.
And I bet that if he took on Vladimir Putin, it would be a fucking super fight.
Slobber knocker.
I bet he could kick the shit out of Vlad Putin. Now, Vlad Putin, black belt in judo, still practices judo, could probably kill you with his hands, was the head of the KGB. I'm sure he knows this shit. But what the thing is, King of Sweden, wild card. We don't know anything about him, you know? He could be a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
The thing is, though, we could learn about him.
More fun to make shit up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
What would Dan Le Batard do? WWDLD.
Yeah.
D.
They have a segment, they have a little sounder called Reckless Speculation.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, they're going to talk about Swedish King. Maybe, does he do steroids? Well, hold on, you can't say that. You have to play the Reckless Speculation sounder, yeah. And then you're free to say whatever you
well,
want.
Well, you just say allegedly behind everything. Behind yeah. it in front of him. Allegedly, the King of Sweden is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Allegedly, the story goes that when the Japanese fellow, whose name eludes me right now, went to Brazil and brought jiu-jitsu to Brazil to the head of the Gracie family as a trade, he trained their son so that that guy, he would, like, you know, help him. He was an ambassador to Japan. The way the story goes for Brazilian jiu-jitsu, how it became Brazilian jiu-jitsu, is that the ambassador for Japan, whose name, again, eludes me, came, and the head of the Gracie family at the time was, like, was an ambassador, helped ingratiate him to the folks there, helped them settle in, and in turn, that guy trained his kids in jiu-jitsu, and then they started developing Brazilian jiu-jitsu from that, and then that's why the Gracie family spread out and is now the sort of the founding fathers of Brazilian jiu-jitsu in the United States and in other countries. So my theory is that after the Japanese fellow, whose name eludes me, did that, he went to Sweden and taught the Swedish king. Okay. Now they're Swedish jiu-jitsu.
It's the next SJJ. Move to make. I mean, they're right next to each other.
They're pretty close geographically speaking. You know what's funny is I bet I know more about the geography of places outside the United States than I do about the United States. Isn't that sad?
We had that quiz yesterday.
I failed.
We all did.
I bet I could spot more countries than I could states in the United States.
Sure, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Me and Kevin did it when you guys left.
How'd that go for you?
Kevin did all right. I think he got like 12 or 13.
He cheats.
I mean, I was with him. He didn't cheat.
Well, how many did you get? Cool, Greg, I feel
got
like
a little more than six. It was here's like seven, the thing. But then I stopped doing it because I was like, fuck.
I got 24. I got 24.
Cool, Greg, here's the thing about you that I appreciate. That's it for tips, by the way. That I believe that you are a very honest human being. But I believe that right above honesty is loyalty in your book. And that even if Kevin did cheat, you would never tell me. And I appreciate that because sometimes if I ever cheat on something, like an exam or a drug test or something cool like that, I want you to have my back, and I know you will.
Yeah.
Andy, buckle, fucking fold like a house of cards.
Yeah.
He would point the finger at me in a heartbeat. I would probably rat on myself before you rat it on me. Why? What do snitches get?
Ooh. Bitches.
Bitches. And bitches. Okay. If they're good looking, because some girls like dudes from prison.
Yeah.
All right. P.S. I love this best friend. XOXO is your opportunity to shout out people in the community who are doing a great job. You go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out that form, and we will shout you out. Now, Joey Noel usually provides this for me, but she doesn't. She did not do it today. So instead of wasting a P.S. I love you, XOXO, I want to shout out all of the YouTube commenters who are in there. They're keeping the conversation going. They're keeping the jokes going. They're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me in the YouTube comments, hey, how far back do you go? Is it worth going back and commenting on a video that's like 3 days old, 4 days old, or a week old? No. But if it's yesterday's video or today's video, I will go back and check periodically and try to react to people there and keep it going.
And then go watch Party Mode, too.
You don't have to fucking watch Party Mode. They're already watching Party Mode. Party Mode gets like 50,000 views an episode.
No, it doesn't.
It's like 24,000 views an episode.
It's like 20. Unless we do
why aren't we more popular?
Unless we do Mario Tennis with IGN.
Yeah.
And we 56.
Well, that's because people like to see IGN get their ass
56K.
Kicked. And we did.
Yeah.
Let's see. She did put a giveaway winner in, which is fantastic. How to win? Well, there's four ways to win our daily giveaway. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Each and every day here on the live show, we give away a game to one lucky winner. There are four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, the most important one of them all, be a Twitch subscriber. How do you do that? Give us $5 right now. We'll wait. Oh, wait. You don't have $5? You got Amazon Prime because you spend $10 on that instead of giving us your $5? Probably a better investment. I'll tell you that right now. Get way more out of that. So here's how it goes. You give us your one free Amazon Prime sub every month, and we will stop stalking you. That's right, Robin GL. Sometimes I look through your window while you undress at night. Robin GL gave us one more tip and said, Nick, how would you arrange a human... Oh, I apologize.
You didn't answer that question.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would do Andy first.
Thank you.
Because I like you. Greg, definitely in the middle. Just because I feel like he'd hate taking it in, but he'd love shitting into Kevin's mouth.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kevin has to take all the shit. Have you seen Human Centipede?
Yeah.
It is a fucked up movie.
Now, my flopper will be flopping. Who's grabbing on it? Grabbing on it?
No. I sew your mouth into his ass. You'll be fine. You're fine.
Cool.
Yeah. Fine. Of course, if you guys are looking to support us at a little bit of a deeper tier, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames if gaming is more your thing, which it shouldn't be because you're on this fucking channel watching this show. And you know what? I'm tired of pimping out the other channel. Watch more of this show, ladies and gentlemen. If you're fucking, give it to a friend. Well, right now, if you're watching this on YouTube, just send your friend a link, no context.
No context.
And be like, there might be boobs in this. And he'll just watch the whole time and see if there's boobs.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or dick, big old dick.
No, okay. Somewhere. Yeah, fuck it. You know, if dicks are what they're into, cool. Yeah. Maybe it's a girl, maybe it's a guy who likes dicks, maybe it's a person who just wanted to define themselves.
I get excited when Game of Thrones is like, there might be a dick in
the
episode.
I'll be honest with you, I like seeing dick on screen.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm not a monster for having this thing dangling off the lower half of my body.
Same.
When I say dangling off, I mean like it's so strong and robust that a fucking velociraptor could climb it. Like it did the, it's the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Andy. No.
Oh, okay. Doesn't matter.
What's up?
Support us at the $2 above level on either of those Patreons, and you get all the perks of the $1 above level. Plus, you get entered to win in the giveaway, which is daily. Congratulations from Kind of Funny Games Patreon, Kyle V. Hiller. You have won Steep on PC.
Congrats, Kyle Hiller. You are cool. Congrats, Kyle Hiller.
Rule. Okay, yeah, rule. Cool. All right, let's go to the chat. Now, as promised, we're going to talk to the non-subscribers for a while. And then, of course, we're going to get to the people that I love.
Cool, Greg.
The
what
chosen
were you...
few of the subscribers. Cool, Greg, what were you going to say?
Reginald Fairfield. He's famous, right? Like, he's, like, in the Monkees or in the Beatles or
something? Yes, he was in the Monkees.
Okay, for sure.
But he was in an episode of Boy Meets World.
Get Bucket says, Nick, is Die Hard better than Last Jedi? Get Buckets, don't ask stupid questions. That's a stupid question. And now, you know how they say there are no stupid questions, only stupid
answers?
That's
a stupid question.
That's a stupid question.
Okay.
Of course Die Hard's better than Last Jedi.
Reginald!
Okay, I'll tell you this right now. Daddy's Home is better than Last Jedi.
No, you're fucking wacko. You're a wacko monster, dude.
Start to finish
you
makes sense.
You need to be put to sleep right
Start
now.
Start to finish makes sense.
You need to be put to sleep.
I'll tell you this. The Departed, better movie than Last Jedi.
I mean, I
like the Departed about 50 times more than I like The Last Jedi. Even with all the stupid comedy that they felt they needed to infuse in there, even with Alec Baldwin as big as he possibly could get, and they sandwiched him into that little fucking like cargo container with Mark Wahlberg, and Mark Wahlberg was like, "Why is he sweating on me?" And Alec Baldwin was just pulling his fucking pants up, sweating, bumping into shit.
Bumping into shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like that movie infinitely better than Last Jedi.
Last Jedi.
Nick, are you excited that Justin Bieber got engaged to Stephen Baldwin's daughter?
I'm happy for him. I think it's a terrible mistake for her. And poor Selena Gomez is all I'll say. Yeah. Poor, where is Selena Gomez in all of this? She is the real victim.
I want to just go to San Antonio and watch a Spurs game with Selena Gomez.
Do you think I know more about Justin Bieber than I know about all of sports?
Oh, yeah.
Fair point. Yeah. Jeremy Online says, Nick, looking forward to seeing you at the Rocket League birthday party. Hey, buddy, looking forward to seeing you there, too. Everyone should come out. That is next week at San Diego Comic-Con. What's that? Do you need a pass, a Comic-Con pass to get in? You sure as shit don't. Just come. It's going to be at Petco Park. It's going to be fan-fucking-tastic. God, I hope I got all those right.
Oh, all the details?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you got it.
I think I did, too. I think I nailed it.
Because I heard it a million times while editing party mode.
Okay, let's go into sub-only mode before somebody pokes their head around the corner.
Zyger makes a great point. RSVP for the event first. Thank you, Zyger.
Drop a link in there, Zyger.
Ella Foot says, you had me at just come. Cool.
Nick, could you point out Chile on a map? I could. Cool, Greg. Bring up a map. Well, I'll tell you where. I believe Chile is on the southwest coast of South America.
Little strip.
It's a little strip on the southwest coast right next to Argentina.
Argentina.
And I'm right. Brazil being, of course, the biggest South American country, if I'm not mistaken. Here's where it gets me, though, Ignacio. And I'm glad we're on speaking terms now because you were really close to getting banned
you're
for
close.
10 minutes.
You're close.
Cool, guy, bring that back up.
Oh, shit, that you're done.
No, I'll tell you when to get off.
Don't worry, Cool Greg. He gets cranky.
Now, I'll tell you what is always confuses me. Where South America stops and Central America begins. Because I always think Colombia is in South America, which I believe it is, right? Where does Central America start? This is what I want to know. Is Venezuela South America or Central?
Nicaragua,
I think, is Central America.
I think that's a question
Guatemala,
for Ignacio.
Guatemala, Central America. Cuba, Puerto Rico, those are islands. Those don't count.
Now, if Ignacio says an answer that we don't agree with, banned.
Oh,
right?
God, yeah. He says nailed it. And I appreciate that, Ignacio.
Panama.
You know what, Ignacio? You get one free get out of jail card now. You can say whatever the fuck you want to Andy. I will not ban
he
you.
He does it anyway.
Well, now they know they're going to get banned. This is the problem.
I mean, you won't time them out, but I will.
I'm fascinated by South America, by the way, because I really want to go to Brazil. I want to do a class at the Gracie headquarters down there. I think that'd be super fun. My wife is in love with Argentina right now. We've been to, as far as Central America, I've only ever been to Costa Rica, but I would love to go. Again, I don't know if Colombia is in Central America, but I'd love to go to Colombia. I want to go to Bogota and Cartagena.
Damn.
I want to go to those two places.
I think saying cool. The word's all cool, man.
The thing is this, man. Growing up in Southern California, I feel a kindred spirit with my Latin brothers. You understand that? As an Italian, I'm sort of, our languages both come from Latin. You know, so I'm sort of, I'm like a Mediterranean Latin. growing up in Southern California, been around the languages, been around the culture, the Mexican culture, right?
Sure.
So I'm very, I'm more excited to go into more of those Latin America cultures than I am to do other stuff at this moment. You see what I'm saying?
I want to go to Tokyo.
Plus, when you go, I want to go back to Japan too. For a while, I was trying to get my wife to do a trip to Japan this year, but I think
it's just a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of money, but yeah. I think she's more excited about some other places.
KF so. Prom.
She came.
She did.
She conquered.
She conquered.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Ant-Man 0208 says, Nick is one of us. Ant-Man 0208. I don't know what ethnicity you are, but I'm right there with you, brother.
Yeah.
We're all men. And guess what? Men got to stick together. We're a marginalized group these days.
I think he's from Argentina.
Argentina?
Nah, maybe wrong. Maybe wrong.
Let's see. Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, you can come whenever you want to Chile. Just don't bring Kevin. Ignacio Rojas, I will guarantee you if I ever go to Chile, Kevin will not be the person I travel with. I can 100% guarantee. I can't 100% guarantee that. Maybe 99.9% guarantee that. Because Kevin works his way in like a bad splinter.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, come to Sweden. I'll set up a meeting with our king. If you can get me a fucking audience with the king of Sweden so I can thank that
what
man
would
for
you all, talk about?
What do I ever talk about?
Die Hard.
Die Hard. I'd be like, remember, were you offended by the fact that those guys were like Swedish terrorists? And he's like, they weren't Swedish. I'm like, cool.
Cool. So, we're on the same page then.
Let's see. Dead wrong, Andy.
Dead wrong.
Says Ant-Man. But what I love about our chat is you go, is he from Chile or is he from Argentina?
You just
he
say
goes,
you're wrong. Dead wrong. Just tell me what.
Where the fuck are you from?
Ant-Man, come
what,
on.
You want us to guess the fucking, the rest of the countries in South America? Fine. You're now from Brazil.
We're running late. We should get going.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah. So am I, but you know.
I know. This will take the last one. DH Canada says, will DC versus Brock Lesnar be for both UFC and WWE titles? No, it'll just be UFC. Because UFC doesn't give a shit about the WWE. Although, they play nice together, which is cool, and they love that people fight back and forth because it's good cross promotion. Of course, Ronda Rousey, WWE kicking ass over there. But no, that'll probably just be for. I don't even know if that'll be a title bout. I guess it probably would be. But Lesnar has to pass a. He has to get healthy and he's got to pass some tests first, so we'll see what happens there.
Did you watch Brock Lesnar go in the ring and push him around?
I did, and I don't like that because I don't like them bringing that fucking WWE thug shit into my pure UFC.
Thug shit, I like that.
You understand?
Okay.
Colombia and Panama are both borders of Central and South America. I appreciate that. That is your geography lesson for today, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the morning show for today. Andy, as always, you continue to be my favorite. People say in the comments we're the best duo, and you know what?
Yeah.
Don't tell Greg and Tim this. I believe it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah. You do. I believe it too, dude.
I do. I want you on the show, Mom. I'm
going
to start slotting you on the show every day and just see if anyone notices.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Kinda Funny Games Daily coming up right now with Jared and Greg. Stick around for that. I'll be back tomorrow. I love you all. Cool, Greg. Please cut the feed. Leave a comment on YouTube.